Hey, this is Josh Keaton, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you. Happy Thanksgiving 2021, everyone. We are altering
Geekcast Radio. This is Thanksgiving
2021.
Yes, like you said. It's been a while since we've had an altered geek, and it's been a little while since we've had a Geekcast Radio, and the holidays basically snuck up on all on both of us, I think.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it does not feel like it should be November 2021. I don't know what happened. Not sure. No clue. And for the first time in 4 years, I'm just going to say this now, get it out of the way. This is the first Thanksgiving, first Christmas I will be without Karen because she passed away November 6th, 2021. It sucks. Life is changing once again. We had all these plans and everything else, and it is what it is. So now, you know, it's really hard. It's what? Really difficult to go from being a we to a me. Like, usually you'd think it's, you know, going from being a single person to a married person, it's really hard. It's also really difficult going backwards because, like, I just changed. Like, I have special instructions on my DoorDash thing for when I get food delivered, which isn't often because I'm poor. But it says – it used to say on there, press this code. We will buzz you in tonight. Because I wanted to try, and we can talk about this because it ties into Thanksgiving and food and whatever else. I wanted to try Dairy Queen's new rotisserie, whatever nuggets they have, whatever. So I changed the delivery instructions from we will let you in to I will let you in. And I was like, oh, God, that hurts. I am very thankful for the 4 years that Karen and I had together. We had a lot of fun and a lot of laughs and it was supposed to be longer, but sadly it wasn't, and it is what it is. But, man, it just doesn't – Halloween snuck up on us. At least it snuck up on me, and I don't – I'm the one eating the candy. I'm the 7-year-old in the 42-year-old's body eating the candy. I don't give candy to kids. I shut my lights off when I hear footsteps in front of my door. You know what I mean? So, like, Halloween happened, and I'm like, oh, God. And then Karen got, you know, her illness just progressed really rapidly and all of that. And I didn't even have time for my whole – and I've said this for years, all Thanksgivings matter – because I've always felt that we go straight from Halloween to Christmas because that's what happens with commercials.
I know.
You know, we've talked about this before on these podcasts. And I don't know. I just.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even watch The Great Pumpkin this year. I don't even remember the year that, like, I think the maybe 2017, 2018 when Karen and I first got together. You know, I think that's the last time I watched Great Pumpkin. Like I said, I'm very thankful for the years that we had together, but now I have to forge on, you know, and change and everything else. So for the Phillipses Thanksgiving, what's going on in Colorado this year?
Well, since we kind of decided what we're doing today, we're going to, you know how Sam's Club has like those pre-made chickens?
Yep.
Or, so they're like $5-6.
Yeah.
Every time we go in there, we buy one just because it's easy eating and we can reuse it for multiple meals. So we're going to go buy one of those. And we're going to make very minimal food, like, you know, some stuffing, some mashed potatoes and maybe some biscuits and, you know, some greens and green beans or, you know, just some mm-hmm. other stuff. And then we're going to play board games and watch a movie at home. And that's cool. going to consist of our Thanksgiving because we live 1,500 miles away from our family.
Hey, you know what? Good paying job in voiceover. If that's where it takes you, that's where it takes you. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying. For me and Thanksgiving this year, whatever's in my freezer, you know, I've always been the guy to bring the cranberry sauce kind of thing, or bring something to somebody's house kind of thing, or help out with setting up. Like when I was living back in Louisville at California Square One Apartments, they would do this little meal thing, like a couple, you know how all these places, not just apartment buildings, but like I come from being in state's care when I was younger. So, you know, when I was in state's custody, we would always do like a celebration, like not necessarily a week before Thanksgiving, but like the Monday of Thanksgiving. So that way, you know, we would still do something at, say, the group home on Thanksgiving. But the big thing where everybody and all the staff, it was always a few days before. So, you know, I was always the guy bringing stuff or whatever, or making up some weird concoction or something like that. I was never the cooker, the meal prepper or anything like that. You know, it is what it is. What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? If you could only pick one side dish to have, what would it be?
Oh, it's either stovetop, which drives my wife nuts and her family, because like they make it from bread.
Yeah.
I like stovetop because it's crispier.
Yep.
And
it's just better.
Well, it's horrible for you, but it tastes good.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So anyways, that's kind of, but I would say probably the like Bisquick biscuits. My mom used to make those when I was a kid. So mm-hmm. that's been, always been a staple for me. And so I can't help it.
Yeah, for me, if I had to pick one side dish, it would probably be a very lightly lumped mashed potatoes. Like, they can't have too many lumps, but they can't be runny either. I don't want it to be like the Rocky Mountains of mashed potatoes, but the
up against them taters.
Yeah, exactly. Put them in a salad.
Or mash them, stick them in a stew.
That's a new version of that saying. No, for me though, at holiday time, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or, you know, those two holidays specifically, if I could only ever eat one thing to go with turkey or chicken or whatever, it's Pillsbury's Grands, the crescent rolls. Oh,
I forgot.
Crescent rolls. Yep. Oh
yes,
my God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The Pillsbury.
I about that. I will take back my previous crescent rolls cannot be beat.
Yes. No, they cannot. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. Like, I'll try to open one of those things up and make a turkey sandwich from a crescent roll, folks. They're that damn good. Yeah. I hope everyone is having a safe year this year. I hope everyone is going to have a safe Thanksgiving. I do hope if people do decide to have family gatherings that everyone is going to be safe. And I'm just thankful for everybody who's still listening to the sound of our voices, because I know at this point people are probably tired of hearing mine. Yeah, pretty much. That's that answer right there, folks.
Yep.
That's funny right there. I don't care who you are.
Yep.
As you can tell, I've been having fun with my hick voice, so.
Yeah, it's a hick voice, folks.
We got them taters right there.
Well, the taters are right there, and then there's the cranberry sauce and the green beans. Hey, what them yellow beans doing in there? Get them yellow beans out of there, you
get
yellow.
Get yellow beans out of there.
Yep.
Mm.
I think we've just turned this into Country Cast Radio.
I don't know. I'm a horrible human being.
It's over in country.
Well, I get to be a pig herder soon in an episode.
So basically, this is going to be that voice that I use right there. Or pig. It's going to be kind of like this right here.
Mm-hmm. A pig herder or a pig farmer?
Yeah, pig herder. That's what it says in the script, so that's okay. What I'm going with.
Okay. All right, then.
He's a useless human being, but yeah. He likes them piggies.
That's horrible.
That one ain't going to market, folks. That one's going wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Bunch of bacon right there.
So
listen to them sizzle.
That's horrible.
I need to find a sizzling sound effect now. All right, folks.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah. I just hope that everybody has a good, safe Thanksgiving. What do you guys do for your traditions? What do you do for your holiday?
So we never really did much. We would always get like the simplest turkey to cook, mashed potatoes, that kind of, corn on the, not necessarily corn on the cob, but for me, if I could choose between corn off the cob and corn on the cob, I would choose corn on the cob because it's just more fun that way. But we never really, Karen and I never really made a big deal out of Thanksgiving. We never ended up going to any, I don't remember us going to the family members that she has left that are alive. And that's the, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, we had plans if, things didn't go the way they went. Like I told her, once we both get healthier, once we both get to a point where we can travel again, where we feel safe traveling again, I said, we've seen your family. We've seen your cousin Ross. We've seen your cousins Ross and Crystal, Jack and Robert and all them. And it's time to go north, woman. It's time to go to Massachusetts. It's time for me to go home again. Because I haven't been home I haven't been to Massachusetts since 2012 when I brought mom to Kentucky. And not even when my mom died in 2015. I never went home, never did any of that. So I told her, I said, 2021, 2022, whatever happens, we're going to Massachusetts. And after she passed, I talked to my Aunt Debbie, and my Aunt Debbie's like, I love my Aunt Debbie. She's so great. She's my Uncle Robert's ex-wife. Well, they got divorced, whatever. Robert was my mother's brother. So Debbie and her three kids, Rachel, Robbie, and Cassie, who are all grown up and all have – I don't think Robbie has kids, but I know Cassie has three and Rachel has four. I think that's right. Anyway, the point is Debbie is like that mother that that is like – oh, well, what would you like to eat? As soon as you walk in the door, what do you want to eat? Let me know. You know what I mean? Oh, the first thing she said to me when I called her the other day, she's like, Mikey, you got to come up here to Massachusetts. I'm like, Debbie, I can't come there right now. Karen just died. I don't even have at this point of recording, I don't have the death certificate and I don't have the remains. But all of that has been taken care of as far as financially. Luckily, my dad stepped in and helped me out. But, she's like, oh, you got to come see us. And I'm like, Debbie, I wish I could, but I now have to move apartments. I now have to figure out where I'm going to live and whatever. And unless you're going to, make room for me in your apartment, I don't think that's going to work. But she's one of those family members. She's one of those aunts that as soon as you say something to her, she's like, oh, you got to come see us, kind of thing. And I love that about her. I've always loved that about her. I'm not complaining about it, but it's just one of those things where that was going to be the next evolution for Karen and I, was to go home to Massachusetts so I could show her all the stuff, have her meet all the family. And sadly that won't happen now. But, mm-hmm. you know, it, again, as I said at the beginning of this, I am thankful for the 4 years that we had together. So much laughter. I could, with how annoying I can be, every time I made her laugh, like somehow, like she would sometimes have this constant frown on her face, and I could just say one thing, and I would keep saying that one thing over and over and over again until she started cackling her ass off, kind of thing. I haven't spoken about this story, but we were in, I think, were we in Wisconsin? I think we were in Lake Geneva. I think. Anyway, we were at some restaurant, and it had been a while since I had pasta, like true Italian pasta.
You don't know truly Italian pasta unless you're on the East Coast.
Okay, well, whatever.
Or in Michigan.
Well, Michigan is still the Midwest.
And, yeah, I know. Well, Colorado sucks for Italian.
I understand that. But, you know, Colorado is, you know, Foster's for beer. Not really.
Yeah, we got tacos. We got tacos. God. Nobody wants that spicy crap in their Italian food. Give me that sweet sauce.
But my point is we were at some restaurant in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and I don't know what it was. It was like right down the – it was literally like a walk around the block from the hotel we were staying at. And we're sitting there eating the meal, and on the way back, I started farting. And I couldn't stop. And every time I would fart, I would say, ooh, pasta, because – I hadn't had anything before I ate that damn pasta. So, you know, this is right now. I kind of feel like Robin Williams from Good Will Hunting. I feel like Sean McGuire, you know, where he's talking about his memories of his wife and things like that and whatever else and all that. And it's just one of those things where I wasn't sure what we were going to end up doing this year for Thanksgiving because she had been sick, and she, until I get the death certificate, I keep saying it was liver and kidney failure. I don't know if that's actually what it is, but I assume that's what it is, or what it was. And it's just one of those things where we never really planned anything because it's always just, it's like you get, it's not like you and Mary and the kids, but you know, you've said in this episode, you guys are what, 1500 miles or whatever, the damn distance is from your actual families in Michigan. Well, we have nobody out here, like nobody. And again, people might be listening to me say that. And I always follow it up with saying this. Her dream was to be on the Oregon coast. She wanted to live on the Oregon coast. And we compromised with Vancouver, Washington, since even though it's in Washington state versus Oregon, Oregon is literally like right across the bridge. So they're basically neighbors between Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington. So we're still... Would it be better for us to go to the coast where she only has to drive 3 hours or 2 hours versus flying 3 hours from Chicago to get out here and then having to drive another 3 hours? And we both had our health issues. We both had all the things going on, and we just never – just things kept hitting us in the ass, and we just could never get out of it as far as being able to – and plus, you know – with COVID and travel restrictions and whatever at the time in 2020, you know, last year, like we just never could get out there. And so when I do get her remains, I'm going to go spread her on the Oregon coast because that's where she wanted to be. So the sad thing is, because I don't drive, I have to figure out what to do with Lacey. Which Lacey is the main coon cat that Karen had since Lacey was a kitten. This cat is like 13, 14 years old. She mainly sleeps most of the time. She doesn't, like, she's not one of those cats that'll get into, she's not Aunt Bethany's cat from Christmas Vacation where she's going to chew up the Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. She's not one of those cats. She's very chill, very mellow. the problem is, yes, I can feed her. Yes, I can change her litter box and water her and all that. But I can't, even though she's an indoor cat and only an indoor cat, I don't drive. I can't take her to the vet. Like,
my cat hasn't been to the vet in like 7 years.
Really?
No. If the cat doesn't leave the house, you honestly don't need to take him out.
You're the second person that's told me that. You're the first person that's told me that on a podcast, but
I mean, honestly, my cat is 16.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the medication, I mean, we got her shots and stuff before we left Michigan just because we were already going in there for sedatives to just chill her out while we move.
Right.
You know, the 1,800 miles across country. But honestly, before that, we hadn't taken her to the vet in years. And because they don't leave the house, they stay mm-hmm. in. We don't spend the money on the cat. And honestly, like, she's perfectly healthy. She sleeps a lot. She talks a lot. But mm-hmm. other than that, like, the cat doesn't go outside. So it's not, she doesn't need all these like shots and crazy stuff. Now, my dog, on the other hand, because she does go outside, mm-hmm. you have to get all these little shots because they're dumb and they get into stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that regard, you know, dogs are more expensive. Whereas a cat is, you know, other than the litter box and the food, they're pretty self-sufficient.
Mm. True. All right. Well, maybe I can keep her then. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm, even though I'm giving her everything she needs, and even though she is, obviously I'm the only one here now, Karen's not. And that was the other thing. Karen never really got to say goodbye to her. Of course, Karen couldn't say goodbye to really anybody. Like, I didn't even, and people might say I'm cold for doing this, but the way I see it is I'm sparing myself the emotion and remembering her the way she was versus the way she ended as far as leaving this world.
Mm-hmm.
Once she went to hospice, I never saw her. The last time I saw her, she was on the stretcher to go to hospice.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, like I said at the beginning of this, I'm not trying to draw this out, folks, even though it's longer than I told Steve it would be, so he's probably going to have to murder me. Hey, look, if you murder me, I can go see my wife.
Anyway, I'm not going
to
murder you.
I know you're not. Well, it's too far. You won't drive all this way just to kill me. I mean, come on.
No.
I'm not worth that much. You know, it's just one of those things where I have all these memories.
Well, you want to hold on to the best ones, you know, and I get it.
Yeah, I have all these memories, and I have all this stuff. And
I mean, I saw my grandmother when she was, like, barely coherent, like, both of them, like, my great-grandmother and my grandma, and on my dad's side. And the one on my dad's side had cancer and lung cancer and some other stuff, and she lost all her hair, and she totally forgot who we were, even though we were visiting her in the hospital. Like, she thought I was my uncle.
Do you look like your uncle?
No. Like, not only do I not weigh the same thing as my uncle, I look nothing like him, and I'm like 30 years difference.
Sure.
I just played along with it. I'm like, yeah, she's incoherent. She doesn't even, you know, I'm at least, but it was still jarring and shocking. And then my great grandma, when they moved her from one facility to another because she just refused to do certain things. I mean, she was in her late 90s. And they moved her to a hospice facility, and then she just kind of sat there in a chair and mm-hmm. like, she was barely awake when you were there to visit. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of sad. Like, that's one thing that, kind of a blessing and a curse, because I can mimic voices.
Mm-hmm.
I learned what my great grandmother's voice was, with her 90s age.
Don't you dare do it.
I'm not going to do it on the podcast. I've done it in front of my children. Because they're like, you sound like great grandma. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I would never do that in front of my mom. Because that was her grandma.
Right, right.
And it would, I could never do that to her. Now, if she asked to hear it.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I can actually, you know, she's like having a down moment or something. And it's like, you know, I miss my grandma and blah, blah, blah. Could be like, you know, I can't let you hear her.
Yeah.
Without, because I, you know, same gene pool, you can usually channel somebody.
Yep.
But yeah, so I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. And it's, we never really, like, you know how you always, married couples, the big Christmas thing or the big birthday. That's going to be the other hard thing. Her 45th birthday is November 27th.
Mm.
Thanksgiving is the 25th. Anyway, but like, I would either make her stuff or like, I know you've said this for years that you make Mary stuff when you can't afford stuff or whatever else. Or if there was a specific something that she liked or she wanted or she, you know, tied to her interests, like, she has like two different Hermione or whatever Harry Potter girl figure that Hermione is. She has like two different Funko Pops of her, you know, that kind of stuff. It was never, let me get you $17 million jewelry. I wish I had $17 million, but I don't, so exactly. $17 million. We build the Geekcast Radio Network's in-person studios in Colorado, and I can live in the back bedroom. Just kidding. Anyway.
No, you're not.
Not really, no. Not if we had it and we did it. Hell no. Are you kidding me? I'd live there all the damn time. Anyway. As I said earlier, I hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone has a safe Thanksgiving. I hope that what we have done last year and this year, even though I was kind of retired last year, I hope these last couple of years of our shows have really helped people get through what has been going on in real life and everything else. And as far as Altered Geek goes, I'll say this. I think next time we're going to have to do an Altered Tech episode, because in going from a married or a person as a couple versus a single person,
mm-hmm.
I've had to switch all of my technology, and
it'll be an interesting conversation.
Absolutely. That's why next time, specifically for Altered Geek, not for both feeds, but for maybe we could do like the tech things of Christmas or something as a Christmas episode for Altered Geek or something. But I have switched from the Samsung Galaxy S9 from God knows how long ago to the Google Pixel 6 Pro.
Yeah, I got the Pixel 3a XL, which is the larger version of the 3a. But what I like about it is it has all physical ports on everything. because it's the XL, it has a bigger hard drive and it has a bigger battery.
Yeah.
So, and I've got a headphone jack.
Yeah, sadly, that's one thing I wish Google had done for the Pixel 6 Pro.
Well, when you get the mainline ones, they don't come with that. But if you get the A version, not only is it half the price.
That's the interesting thing about the 6 and the 6 Pro this year. The 6 was $600. The 6 Pro was $900. So Google with the Pixel 6 and 6 Pro severely undercutting Apple and Samsung prices for the ultra type. That's what the Google Pixel 6 Pro is. It's basically your iPhone 13 Pro Max and your Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra. And before this came out, I was inching towards the S21 Ultra. And then I saw like various reviews of the Pixel 6 Pro, and I was like, ooh, okay, cool. It's just really weird not using like One UI, which is Samsung's thing, which I've been using for years now, and having to get used to stock, not necessarily stock, but as stock as Google's Android does and whatever. But I have Android 12, and it is so cool. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Android 12.
Really? No. We can talk about this next time, folks.
Yeah, I hate the bubbles, and then I hate the fact that it's, like, so... I preferred Android 11 much, much more.
The sad thing is, on the Samsung S9, I never had... They never got to update 11 before I obviously upgraded to the Pixel 6 Pro. But, like, every update, I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to get Android 11 on this now. It only ended up being, like, 10 or whatever. And I'll say this now, and I'll say this next time when we do Altered Tech. I am so glad they went away from pie and ice cream and chicken wangs and whatever other food items, the dessert things they were calling, like, 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever, fine. Like, I'm so glad that, especially, like, Samsung now, 21, 22, 23, so every year model is going to be the year of the year model versus, you know, the iPhone 1725.7 Max Pro Ultra, whatever. I just could never switch back to Apple's ecosystem. I haven't been in Apple's ecosystem in years. But anyway, Thanksgiving, it is upon us, folks. Don't eat too much because you can eat all you want, but you can't stay here. So you got to be able to drive yourself home. For Altered Geek, we have been
Steve Megatron.
And on the Geekcast Radio side, I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Join us next time over on Altered Geek when Steve and I will be talking more tech stuff with Altered Tech for Christmas. And yeah, this has been awesome, folks. This has been great. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Unleash the holiday geek in you, and we will catch you next time.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.